Hello, friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Before we take you to your favorite Sports History Network show, just want to tell you a little bit about some merch that you can pick up that represents your favorite SHN podcast. So far, there's t-shirts, coffee mugs, and even books from some of the authors that do podcasts right here on SHN. Who could buy something better than that than have the history right from the gentleman that you hear talking about it? But we also are adding things each and every day. And where's that store, may you ask? Well, it's at SportsHistoryNetwork.com. Up at the top, there is the SHN merch button. Click on that. It'll take you right to the store, and you can be representing your favorite podcast and show the world that, hey, on the swag that I'm using, it's the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear, Sports History Network, and my favorite podcaster, the Sports History Network store. Shop there today.
This is Oz Davis here on your dial at WSHN in Pittsburgh. And I've always wanted to make this funny DJ voice like this.
Now, reverting back to normality, this is Oz Davis. I am the co-producer of the Orville Mulligan Sports Writer, historical fiction podcast, audio drama, whatever you'd like to call this completely unique podcast. But I'm not here to trumpet my own horn or that of the show. What I am here to do in advance of episode 3, coming soon, is I'd just like to run through a few of the musical tracks that we've used within the show. Some of these are public domain works. Some of these have been bought for licensing purposes and so on. You can take a look at the liner notes for details and information on these songs. The track you just heard, of course, was the Dayton Triangles Rag theme song of the Orville Mulligan Sports Writer podcast, which is written and performed by Bruce Smith. And now, without any more further ado, let's get right into things with a couple of tracks by that dominator of the charts from 1919, Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. First, we've got Crinoline Days. That's right, it's nostalgia for the 1890s in the 19-teens, brought to you in our show about the 1920s. Here it is, Crinoline Days. Thank you. And that second song was Hot Lips, also by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. And that's one for all the proverbial groovy chicks and swinging guys out there. And now for something completely different, something about 100 years older, here's a song called Dark Flashes. This one's by Shane Ivers of Silverman Sound Studios. And you can find his stuff and obtain the rights to it very cheaply for any of you who are doing podcasts out there at silvermansound.com. Here is Dark Flashes.
Ingredients aged for flavor. That's Lucky Lager. Flavor that's entertaining, enthusiastic, a very exciting beer.
Lucky beer, premium beer, Lucky premium beer.
With every race, every qualifying run, and every pit stop, Tim Cockeen would feel the pressure and excitement. With his own podcast on the Sports History Network called Tim Cockeen Talks IndyCar and Racing History, he will share those same racing emotions and memories with his listeners. The names will sound familiar, from Mario and Michael Andretti to Graham Rahal and actor Paul Newman. In each episode, Tim will pay homage to the great sport of IndyCar competition and share what he has learned and treasured from his lengthy career. Expect the unexpected as he tells his favorite stories about great drivers, fierce racing feuds, unusual problems in the pits, and the tears of joy in winning 7 championships. Learn, laugh, and enjoy the world of IndyCar racing through the eyes of Tim Cockeen.
ABC, always buy Chesterfield, the milder cigarette. And Chesterfield leaves a clean, fresh taste in your mouth.
A, always milder,
B,
better tasting,
C,
fuller smoking.
ABC.
Always buy Chesterfield's. They satisfy.
Following the plugs, we'll leave it up to you to decide which ones were quote-unquote authentic and which were not, was Prohibition Blues by Nora Bass. And somebody, please get that lady a drink. Maybe a smoke, too. Just wanted to get in a couple more tracks here before we close out this bonus episode of Orville Mulligan Sports Writer. First off, I'd like to present to you not only the greatest baseball song ever written, not only, quite possibly, the greatest sports song ever written, but one of the greatest songs ever written by a citizen of this country, the United States of America. Are you ready for the unofficial national anthem of American sports? Here it is. Take me out to the ball game.
Casey was baseball mad, had the fever and had it bad, just to root for the hometown through every Sioux. Casey Blue. On a Saturday, her young beau called to see if she'd like to go to see a show, but Miss Kate said no. I'll tell you what you can do. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Casey saw all the games, knew the players by their first name, told the umpire he was wrong all along, good and strong. When the score was just 2-2, Casey knew what to do, just to cheer up the boys he knew. He made the gang sing this song. Take me out to the ball game, take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
And there you have it. Don't blame me for any earworms. Blame Jack Norworth and Albert Von Tilzer. That particular version was performed by Ed Meeker. And now, finally, you have the answer to that existential seeming question. Why do we sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game when we're already at the ball game? And I'll get in a shameless plug here. If you'd like to know more about Take Me Out to the Ball Game, its origins, and perhaps some secret stories you've never heard before, check out my own podcast, also at the Sports History Network, entitled Truly the Goats. All right, well, that will just about do it for this edition of the Orville Mulligan Sports Writer Audio Drama Podcast. We'll just leave you with one more track, the music that outros Oliver Mulligan Sports Writer. This one is a rearrangement of the Dayton Triangles rag and is written and performed by David Liso of Dynamo Stairs. Find more of David's work at dynamostairs.bandcamp.com. And so with this, I say thank you to all listeners of this show, the Orville Mulligan Sports Writer Podcast, all the great shows here at thesportshistorynetwork.com. Stay tuned, as they say, for more episodes of Orville Mulligan Sports Writer right here in this feed. Spread the word, pass it on, give us 5 stars. You know the deal. Until next time, I'm Oz Davis, co-producer, Orville Mulligan Sports Writer.
Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Hello, football friends. This is Darren Hayes of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, and I'd like to invite you to the portal of positive football history, Pigskin Dispatch and PigskinDispatch.com. We talk about everything that centers around the game of American football, expert discussions, the origins of the games, the great players, teams, and coaches, and more, as some great guests and insights from experts. We have new episodes 3 to 4 times a week, and you can find us on SportsHistoryNetwork.com, PigskinDispatch.com, or your favorite podcast provider.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.